Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
For 85 years, Mueller has been a force in the steel construction industry, producing metal products right here in the United States. Today, the Mueller organization includes 32 branches and 3 manufacturing facilities serving customers across many states, including the great state of Oklahoma. For 85 years, we've cultivated relationships with our customers, providing exceptional service before, during, and after the sale. We provide top quality products at prices our customers can afford. For 85 years, we've produced a variety of metal products to meet our customers' needs, including metal roofing, custom steel buildings, prefabricated kit buildings, greenhouses, and so much more. In 85 years, we've garnered a record of excellence and dependability. Trust your next project to our professionals. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
The last few weeks have been tough for the beef cattle marketplace. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says, doesn't matter whether you're talking about the cattle futures, whether you're talking about slaughter cattle, yearling market, the stocker market, everything right now looking for some stability.
Well, this market has been, you know, kind of under a pretty big shadow for the last few weeks. We've had a lot of supply thrown at the market. It's been looking for a bottom. On a very short-term basis, we're past some of that supply pressure or moving past it. So I think this market's trying to find some footing. It's trying to consolidate a little bit. Hasn't really put that all together yet, so we haven't seen a lot of change. I think it's really just kind of treading water right now, trying to find its footing.
And Dr. Peel says not much better when you get to the beef end of the pipeline, whether you're talking about wholesale trade, the box beef trade, whether you're talking about even down to the retail sector, the enthusiasm just simply is not there.
I think that's a good way to say it. You know, again, we've had a lot of supply pressure, most especially with beef, but we also have large supplies of pork and poultry in the market. And so there's been plenty of supply out there. It's been really hard. I think we've moved a fair amount of meat through the market, but that hasn't been translated into anything you could really detect as any real improvement in the market. So, you know, maybe we're holding our own. That's probably the best way you can say it at this point. Again, in light of the large supply pressure we've put on the market, it's held up perhaps as well as could be expected, but certainly continues to struggle a little bit.
And Daryl Peel says that when you go looking for good news in the beef sector, earlier this year it was hard to find, but now exports are coming on like gangbusters.
You know, the latest trade data for the month of August it continues the rather encouraging story to this. Over time, it's going to add up to a significant impact. Beef exports for the month of August were up a sharp 29.5% to all markets. It was up to all of our major markets, with the exception of Canada, which was down in August and is down for the year to date. But most markets were up pretty nicely on exports. At the same time, imports of beef continue to fall, most sharply from Australia, which had been up so much in 2014 and 2015. And it's a mixed bag there. We're getting more beef from Canada and Mexico, less from Australia, New Zealand, and some of the minor markets. And so, total beef imports were down 16%. They're down about 12.6% for the year to date. So the net picture for beef trade for the U.S. is definitely improving.
And Daryl, why are things getting better?
Well, I think it's pretty basic market fundamentals. Obviously, we're coming down from record high prices. Wholesale beef prices have dropped significantly. So that's the major catalyst. Obviously, supplies are higher. We had a year ago when beef exports dropped, not only because prices were at record levels, but we simply didn't have the supply of beef in many cases, relatively speaking. Mm-hmm. So we've got a bigger supply. We've got lower prices. The strong dollar continues to be a headwind for exports and has the opposite effect by making imports still a little more favorable. But the dollar impact really is not one that usually overrides market signals. It can either moderate them or accentuate them. And in this case, it's moderating those market impacts, but the market impacts are still favoring increased beef exports and decreased beef imports.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Neighbor, you are invited to Chris Black's annual Cream of the Crop Fall Sale coming up at the ranch, Crawford, Oklahoma, on Monday, October 24th at 1 p.m. they'll be offering 120 bulls and 70 spring calving heifers. For details on the complete offering, you can go to the website blackherfordranch.com. See the catalog and additional sale information. You can call Chris Black for more information at 580-309-0711. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop sale, Monday, October 24th. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.